Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday afternoon to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live, MLB TV, MILB TV. We're looking at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. We have a scorcher right now on the Treasure Coast. It's today's ball game between the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Today, game 6 out of 6 in this series. First pitch under sunny skies coming up at 12:10. Welcome you into the broadcast booth now. Adam, Jake, you know us by now, hopefully. Game number 96, you ought to. Well, here we are, Jake. Mets have not had a really good series. They did sneak in a win as the Malmo Oat Milkers on Friday night 4-0, but really it's been a series dominated by the Palm Beach Cardinals and their starting pitching. And then last night, Palm Beach won the game 12-3. Not a whole lot went right for St. Lucie, but they did have some bright spots. Rolyn Hernandez, 2 more hits. A.J. Ewing went 3-for-3, a walk, 2 RBIs. So it's one last chance for the Mets this week against the Cardinals to put together a good game and salvage what they can from this series.
Yeah, they've done things here and there well, and a lot of credit has to go to Palm Beach. They've played a great series, as they have all year long, but a chance for the Mets today to get a win on the last game of the series and take that momentum into the road trip next week. We'll see how they can do in this one.
Yeah, last games of series on Sundays have been kind of erratic for the Mets all year. The last two, well, the last time we had a home Sunday game, a 17-0 win. Last time we were on the road last Sunday in Jupiter, it was a 14-9 game. So who knows what we're in store for today, but we are going to find out shortly. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have the starting pitching matchup, a look around the Florida State League, and that should lead us close to first pitch on, again, this scorcher of a Sunday in Port St. Lucie.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets star Boston Barrow, lineup card duties today. Maybe Yuki felt like he didn't want to go outside there in the hot sun, sent Boston out, who's not in the lineup today. But always fun when a player goes out there and does the honors. Umpires for today's game, we have Drew Buffelli calling his own balls and strikes. Had a good day 2 days ago calling his own balls and strikes. Due to the challenge system today, Josh Runge is the base umpire. Mets come into today's game with a 9-20 record in the second half. They are 31-64 overall. Not too long ago, the Mets were playing steady baseball, trying to catch down the Tampa Tarpons, but Tampa's gone on a run, so the Mets in last place in the FSL by quite a wide margin now. In the second half, Palm Beach, 18-9, maintains a 2.5 game lead over 15-11 Daytona. Jupiter, 15-14, 4 out. And the Mets are 10 back in the second half. If the season ended right now, it'd be Palm Beach as the division winner and Jupiter as the wild card in the playoffs. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers has lost a couple in a row, 18-9 in the second half, maintaining a 1.5 game lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. There you see Lakeland, best overall record in the Florida State League, but not in playoff position. Tampa has won 4 in a row. The Tampa Tarpons only 3 back in the second half. Dunedin only 4 back. So you have 4 teams within 4 games of first place in the West. Bradenton 9 back. Clearwater, the first half winner, is 8-21. Worse record than St. Lucie, 11 games back, but safely in the postseason. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. Everybody should be just about underway. Noon starts all around. Clearwater at Tampa, 4-1 Tampa series lead there. Daytona at Jupiter. Jupiter up 3-2 in that series at Roger Dean. Fort Myers at Dunedin. It's a 3-2 Fort Myers lead in that series. Lakeland at Bradenton at Lecom Park. 4-1 Lakeland leads that series, going for the dominant series victory. In the Mets organization, New York lost yesterday, but still in a wild card position, hosting Atlanta at 140 today. AAA Syracuse at Buffalo, Binghamton at Richmond at 135. Binghamton no longer with Tyler Stewart, former St. Lucie Met, traded away in exchange for Jesse Winker. That one late last night in the Brooklyn Cyclones' home against Rome. The Emperors at 2 o'clock. Starting pitching matchup in today's game, we have a pair of southpaws on the mound. It's Zach Thornton, not too long ago activated off the injured list, going to get the start for St. Lucie today. And Eshawn Henderson, who's been good against St. Lucie this year, gets the ball for the Cardinals.
Now, Henderson has been pitching extremely well in the month of July with a .56 ERA in his three games and 13 strikeouts. Mets will need to be ready to go right away against him. Do not want to let him getting pitching downhill. And then meanwhile, for Zach Thornton, making his first start back since coming off the injured list, has come in for a couple of innings in this month. His last time he started a full game was against Dunedin, went six innings, no earned runs with four strikeouts. So hopefully he can get back to his old self as he returns his way from injury.
First pitch should be coming up shortly, just waiting on Zach Thornton to take the field. It's been a long stretch here at Clover Park for the Mets. This is game number 15 out of their last 18 here at Clover Park. The only three games we did not have were down the road in Jupiter, so guys have been very used to spending a lot of time here, sleeping in their own beds. Next week it'll change when we drive across the state to Fort Myers to battle the Mighty Muscles for six games over at Hammond Stadium. Cardinals looking for a dominant series victory. They have won four of the first six, and they've done it on the strength of their starting pitching. As four of the five starters have turned in quality starts. Cardinals have won all four of those games. The one game, there was some faltering on the mound. Hunter Kublik, Mets, won the game 4-0. So I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on today, as the Mets try to salvage what they can while Palm Beach tries to go 5-1 on the week and maintain at least a 2.5 game lead in first place. Tough to go back-to-back in the first half and second half as division champs. Has not been done in the Florida State League since the Charlotte Stonecrabs in 2019.
A lot of credit to Palm Beach, has played a really good series. And looking to do that again today, a key is going to be their starting pitching. It's been the key to their success all series long.
Zach Thornton taking the mound, and we're getting closer to baseball on a really hot Sunday afternoon. School board temperature right now reads 96. There's a heat advisory out there for inland Palm Beach County, which is only a couple of counties below us, so it's going to be tough out there. Goal is to throw strikes, get the team back in the dugout for both squads. Now pause for the national anthem. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Cardinals, meeting for the 18th of their 24 scheduled games today. It's the finale of the six-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 4-1. They lead the season series 12-5. They have outscored the Mets by 34 runs this year, 100-66. These two teams will play one more series at Clover Park August 20th through 25 after they are done today. That's Mets starting pitcher Zach Thornton, who was on the IL for over a month after having a great start in Dunedin. He felt a little side tightness, so the Mets were careful with him, but he's been pretty good in his two appearances back. Today, he is the starter. As for the defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, from left to right, it's Fañez, Ewing, and Cuevas. And then on the infield from third to first, Hauk, Mosquera, we have Asensio and Mercado, and your batter is Thornton and Jose Hernandez.
Starting lineup for the Cardinals, Trey Page going wire to wire as the leadoff hitter. He is 0-for-5 starting the game, but yesterday a home run and a triple in the third inning. So seven total bases in one inning, not too shabby. Chase Atkinson and Cade Kretschmar will also bat in the first. Cordoba, Jobert, and Friedrich, the middle three. Cordoba's had a really nice series. Espinosa, Alejandro Loaiza, and Adari Grant round out the Palm Beach starting nine. And for the play-by-play, it's the Jake Ricker show today. I'm going to take a side seat. You only hear me in the middle three innings. So, Jake, have some fun. Get us a win.
Thank you, Adam. I'll see what I can do as we are moments away here from first pitch. Getting set to go in game six of this six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. As Adam mentioned, it is a hot one out today, so hopefully the Mets can have those quick defensive innings. Do not want to leave your defense sitting out there in the sun. Zach Thornton, who is back onto the mound, returning from injury, making his first official start, has appeared in a couple relief appearances. And we have called for the first pitch, and we are all set to go. Pitch on its way from Thornton. And it's a ground ball right up the middle. Fielded by Villavicencio. Throws to first in time for the first out. 12-13. So one pitch, one out. 12-13, and we are underway here at Clover Park. And a great start for Thornton, getting Page on the ground out. Page now 0-for-6 at the entire series in the leadoff spot. Next up, it'll be Chase Atkinson, catching today for Palm Beach. Did not play yesterday. Shows bunt and then pulls it back on a ball one pitch. All got away from Jose Hernandez. He'll go and grab it. Atkinson batting .263 on the season for Palm Beach. And it looked like we have a challenge there, and that pitch has been overturned to a called strike. Atkinson's a little confused. There was no announcement in the building. And now a timeout has been taken. So it's an 0-1 count to Atkinson. And he flies the second pitch he sees into right center, running back is Ewing, and he can't make the catch. It rolls all the way to the warning track. Atkinson heading for third. Throw is cut off, and Atkinson has a stand-up triple. So after the challenged pitch, Atkinson flies one into right center, Ewing can't quite get there. And he was thinking three all the way. Now a runner on third with one out. Cade Kretschmar to the plate. Swings and misses on a first pitch curveball. Thornton ahead 0-1. Ewing very nearly got there in time to make that grab. Just out of his reach. 0-1 pitch taken for a strike at the knees, and timeout taken by Kretschmar. No balls, two strikes. Two pitch, line drive into right field. That's down for a base hit. It's going to get past Cuevas. Atkinson in to score. Kretschmar, he's going to head for three. And the throw is cut off as it comes into the infield, and it's back-to-back triples. So already things kind of unraveling here on the Mets. After back-to-back triples, and the Cardinals have taken a 1-0 lead. Cuevas, who tried to cut that ball off in right field, snuck under his glove and then rolled all the way to the wall. Might have been able to hold Kretschmar to a double. And Jose Hernandez is going to head out and talk things over with Thornton. Well, infield comes in. And the visit is over, and we'll get set to go once more. One ball, no strikes to Cordoba. Cordoba 1-for-5 yesterday, batting 233 on the season. A 1-0 pitch flown into the stands. Counts evened up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. And a hard ground ball, but foul down the left field side. Thornton ahead in the count, 1-2 on Cordoba. Pause as the ball had to be retrieved over from the left field side. It's back in the dugout now. We're set to go. 1-2 pitch, inside for ball two. Two count, and this one's chopped foul by Cordoba. Comes set on the 2-2. Ground ball right to Vivasencio. He's going to throw home, and that is in time for the out. So with the infield playing in, the Mets able to prevent the runner from coming home and making this a 2-0 game. Quick decision by Kevin Vivasencio. Two away in the inning now. Cordoba reaches on the fielder's choice. And it's Braden Jobert. Takes a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Jobert batting 185 on the season. It's 2-for-5 in last night's game. And a 1-0 pitch rocked into right field. Through for a base hit. Cordoba will head over to third. Relay throw offline. And it's a base hit for Jobert. Cuevas, who's got an excellent arm over in right field, tried to get that one in. Even if it was online, don't think it would have gotten there in time. And now it's Ross Friedrich. Did not play in yesterday's game, batting 214 on the season. Takes the first pitch he sees for a called strike. Cardinals leading 1-0, runners at the corners with two outs. And this pitch is in the dirt, gets away. Runner's going to head up to second, and no throw from Hernandez.
Wild pitch.
So Trebert takes advantage of the wild pitch. And now it'll be two runners in scoring position. One pitch. Taken for a called strike. And Thornton ahead 1-2. One-two pitch from Thornton. Misses. And the count's tied up at 2-2. Thornton may take some time as he continues to work his way back from his injury. As I mentioned, this is his first start since coming off the IL. It still takes some guys some time to make that adjustment. 2-2 pitch misses low, and the count is run full. Thornton hopefully able to do it sooner rather than later. But more than likely, it will take some time. Payoff pitch, and it's fouled off by Friedrich. Now, Sunday games have been interesting ones for the Mets. Their last Sunday home game, they scored 17 runs against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Sunday games have not typically been friendly to the Mets. 3-2 is fouled off once more. And the count remains full with two outs and two runners in scoring position and a 1-0 lead for the Cardinals. And the 3-2, grounded to Villavicencio. He'll rein it in, throwing to first in time for the final out of the inning. So the Cardinals only score one off a couple of hits, and we will head to the bottom of the first, where the Mets will get set to bat for the first time today. Back now at Clover Park for game six on this hot Sunday afternoon. Mets lineup, A.J. Ewing will lead it off, then Jacob Reimer batting second, DHing. Haro Cuevas batting third, Sterling Mercado, Colin Hauckley, Fanyas, the middle part of the order. And rounding out, it's Kevin Villavicencio, Jose Hernandez, and Diego Mosquera. Ewing in the box, 3-for-3 yesterday. Now batting 208 on the season, had a great day. And he grounds the first pitch he sees. It's picked up by Grant. He'll flip to first in time for the first out of the inning. So both pitchers, one pitch, one out to lead things off. And now it'll be Jacob Reimer to the plate, who is on rehab assignment. Hopefully we'll be able to finish today's game and get back up to Brooklyn. Just taken for a called strike. Sunday was the goal for him to have his last game. Batting 381 here with St. Lucie. Takes this pitch for a ball. Counts evened up to 1-1. One pitch. Taken low for a ball. Reimer head 2-1. Defense for Palm Beach. In the outfield, Kretschmar, Cordoba, Jobert. And on the infield, from third to first, Page, Espinoza, Grant, and Friedrich. 2-1 pitch fouled off. That counts evened up at 2-2. And your battery is Henderson and Atkinson. As we mentioned in the pregame show, Henderson pitching very well in the month of July. This 2-2 pitch misses for a ball three. In the month of July, just a .56 ERA. Payoff pitch misses for a ball four, and Reimer has drawn the walk. So the Mets will have a one-out base runner. And it'll be Jairo Cuevas. Cuevas 1-for-4 yesterday, batting 207 on the season. And he lines the first pitch through the middle for a base hit. Reimer is going to head down to third, and he'll get held there. Meanwhile, Cuevas into second for a stand-up double. And the Mets offense moving early. Double. Nice job by Cuevas to get the Mets moving early. Seemed like Jobert had a little bit of trouble getting that one in. And now it'll be Mercado. Batting 188 on the season. Did not play yesterday. A chance to drive in a couple of runs here, though. Two runners in scoring position with one out. And he takes the first pitch he sees. Curveball for a strike. Owen 1 to Mercado. Pitch on way from Henderson. Ground ball. This one's going to be fielded by Grant. He'll look home. Now flip to first. Now the throw home. It's not in time. Reimer is in safely. And the Mets have tied the game at 1. Heads up base running there by Jacob Reimer. Was halfway home and then quickly got in on the throw back after getting Mercado out at first. So it's an RBI ground out, and now Colin Houck at the plate. Takes that pitch for ball one. Meanwhile, Cuevas did advance to third base. 1-0 pitch. Taken outside for ball two. Colin Houck, 0-for-1 officially yesterday, but did draw two walks and had a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning. Pedro 2-0. And he flies this one into center field. Cordoba underneath it. He'll make the catch for the third out of the inning. The Mets do score one, though, and have tied this game up as we head to the second inning here in Port St. Lucie. Zach Thornton out for his second inning of work to start off this game. All tied up at one. Leading off for Palm Beach will be Espinoza. Espinoza 2-for-4 yesterday, batting 193 on the season. And he'll take the first pitch he sees for a called strike. Good sinker from Thornton. One pitch flown into right center field. Cuevas and Ewing heading back, and it's snagged by Ewing right on the warning track. This time he does make the catch, and there's one away in the second inning. And now Loaiza, the designated hitter for Palm Beach, will step up to the box. It was 1-for-1, was a pinch hitter in last night's game, batting 250 on the season. First pitch inside, taking 4-1. Now, Ewing has been busy out there in center field. He's had a couple of fly balls that he's had to make a long run for. Was able to get to that one. 1-0 pitch misses low, it's 2. Was not able to get either the Atkinson or Kretschmar hit. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. Thornton beats him with the fastball. Taken for strike two. 2-2 count. And timeout taken by Loaiza. And a 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. And Thornton has his first strikeout of today's game. Fastball at 88 miles an hour gets Loaiza. And now Adari Grant, second baseman for the Palm Beach Cardinals, batting cleanup. And he rocks the first pitch he sees down for a base hit on the left field side, and he's looking for more. Grant all the way to second. He's going to take a turn, but he will hold at two. And a double for Grant. So Thornton not able to get the 1-2-3 inning as this will continue. And it's back to the top of the lineup in Trey Page. Page 0 for 1, grounded out on the first pitch he saw to lead off the game. He takes it this time on a fastball that misses low. One ball, no strikes, runner on second with two outs. And the 1-0 pitch, line deep into right field, and this one's a foul ball. Now, certainly had the distance, but too far to the right, just beyond the foul pole in right field. And it's a long foul ball for Page. Page, you did homer in last night's game. That went out more towards center field. One ball, one strike. Thornton will come set and check over on Grant at second. Never made the attempt, but did step off. One way on its way, and it's swung on and missed for strike two. Thornton moves ahead in the count. One ball and two strikes. Thornton trying to end the inning in just four batters. 1-2. Called strike three on the corner, and Thornton gets his second strikeout. That ends the inning. So after the double by Grant, Thornton strands him over on second. 1-1 game as we head to the bottom of the second. Back now on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Mets set to bat here at the bottom of the second inning. They tied up 1-1. And it's Willie Fañez leading it off for the Mets. It's a ball one to start off the at bat. Fañez 0-for-4 yesterday, batting 192 on the season. Fouls off the 1-0 pitch into the seats. Counts evened up at 1-1. Anderson set in the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball fielded by Grant. He'll fire to first. It's in time. Or out number one. And with one away, it'll be Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio, who did not play yesterday, batting 214 on the season. Takes a changeup inside for ball one. Pitch now, and it's swung on and missed. Big cut by Villavicencio. And the 1-1 inside. Villavicencio ahead in the count. To one pitch, lined into right field. Jobert has to head back, and it's over his head, onto the warning track. Villavicencio heading into second. He'll stop there as the throw comes in. And a double for Kevin Villavicencio. Now, Jobert was standing in and then quickly realized he had to get back. And by the time he started to go, that ball was falling quickly, and as he reached up to try and make the catch, could not do it. And Villavicencio benefits with a double. So an opportunity for the Mets to take the lead with a runner in scoring position and one out. And here's Jose Hernandez. Anderson's first pitch, strike on the corner. Jose Hernandez did not play yesterday, batting 154 on the season. Catching today for the Mets. And the 0-1. Taken for a called strike. Count evens up at 1-1. Jump by Villavicencio. He gets back, though, and Hernandez watches ball one. Anderson, long hold, look at second, and now the 1-2. Ground ball. This one fielded by Espinoza. He'll go to third. And now caught in a rundown is Villavicencio. Back to second. He'll try to get away. He's tagged out. And Hernandez stands on first after the fielder's choice. 6-5-4 put out. Villavicencio moving on contact, and Espinoza went right to third base, got caught in the rundown. And the runner taking away from scoring position with Hernandez now on first. Diego Mosquera takes this pitch for a called strike to start off the at-bat. Mosquera. Batting 201, did not play yesterday. Fouls off the next pitch he sees, and it's 0-2. Two swung on and missed for strike three. And Mosquera, who is down on strikes, ends the inning. So the Mets threaten but cannot score. We're still tied at one. as we head to the third here at Clover Park. Third inning set to get underway. Zach Thornton back out on the mound for St. Lucie. Thornton through two innings, giving up just one run despite a couple of hits from Palm Beach. Face off against Chase Atkinson to lead off the inning. First timeout here by Jose Hernandez as he heads up to talk things over with his pitcher. He'll head back and is now ready to go. Atkinson one for one, tripled in the first inning. Takes a fastball inside for ball one. Thornton kicks and deals. And misses inside for ball two. Two inside pitches. Thornton maybe pitching around Atkinson a little bit after the triple. 2-0 pitch. Taken for a strike. Thornton back in the count. And the 2-1 fouled off. Count will even up at two apiece. Timeout taken by Atkinson. Talked about the Mets on Sunday earlier. And now it's not been friendly to them as this one is fouled off. Now the Mets 4-12 on Sundays. 2-5 at home, 2-7 on the road. A 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Atkinson just got a piece of it. Mets' best days have been on Tuesdays, leading off series. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. And it's the third strikeout of the game for Thornton. And there's one away in the inning. And now Cade Kretschmar, who also tripled in his first at-bat, will step up to the plate. But first, Yukari De La Cruz is going to head out to the mound to make a pitching change. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Brian's Barreto. Barreto making his second appearance for St. Lucie this season. 2 1/3 innings pitched, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. And the first pitch from him out of the bullpen is a strike to Kretschmar. Zach Thornton, 2 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks and 3 strikeouts. Good performance from him in his first official start back. Still working his way back from his injury. So not expected to go long in this game, and only 2 1/3 on a short leash. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two, and Barreto is ahead in the count. I don't know how much the broadcast picks it up, but you might have heard Zach Brown playing as Barreto came in. One of my favorite artists, Nick, who's in the sound room, came through for me. Finally played it. 1-2 pitch, ground ball up the middle. This one stabbed by Vivasencio. He throws to first, but it's not in time. And it gets away from Mercado. And the ball rolled all the way into the Palm Beach dugout. And that is going to allow Kretschmar to now advance to second base. And it's a single and an E4. It was a really nice job by Vivasencio to grab that ball, but his throw just not accurate, trying to rush it. Wasn't going to get Kretschmar regardless. This ball's fouled up for strike one. Jose Cordoba, 0-for-1 in today's game. But Nick, our sound guy, he has a lot of fun with all the sounds he plays. You might be able to hear him occasionally on the broadcast. Does a good job. A 1 pitch. Fouled off. You may have heard about Nick before because Adam gives him a hard time about his golf game. Adam down in the air conditioning right now. Probably practicing his golf game. No balls, 2 strikes to Cordoba. Barreto will come set. And the pitch home. Inside for a ball. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out in the inning and a runner on second. And this one foul tipped. Cordoba just getting a piece of it, able to stay alive. Barreto's set, ready for the 1-2 pitch. And this one fouled off again by Cordoba. So he's fighting to stay alive. And a check over on Kretschmar at second base. He's in safely. Come set. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, but it's been called a balk. So Kretschmar will head down to third base. And the first mistake here for Barreto. Still a 1-2 count. Strikeout is nullified by the balk. Infield playing in for the Mets. 1-2. Taken inside. And the count's evened up at 2-2. Mets trying to prevent the go-ahead run for Palm Beach. Look at Clover Park. A little bit of weather out there in the right field side. 2-2. Line drive, left field, down for a base hit. Kretschmar's in to score, and it's an RBI single for Jose Cordoba. So the balk does prove costly as Cordoba is able to drive in Kretschmar. Palm Beach has taken a 2-1 lead, and now it'll be Braden Joubert. With a runner on first and one out. Joubert 1-for-1, singled in the first inning. And he rips this one right past the diving Vivasencio. Cordoba's going to head to third base. Here comes the throw, and it's not in time. The throw looked like it beat Cordoba, but the tag apparently a little late. Let's take a look at it one more time. Well, the throw definitely beat him there, no question, but now could not get the tag around. And a good slide by Cordoba gets him on third. So it's runners on the corners with one out now, and Ross Friedrich at the plate. Fouls off the first pitch. And Friedrich behind 0-1. No balls, one strike. Barreto's sitting the pitch helm. That's a called strike at the knees. Barreto ahead 0-2. Pitch, runner goes, pitches outside for a ball, throw down to second, not in time, runner's coming home, here's the return throw, not in time, and Palm Beach has taken a 3-1 lead.
Double steal.
It's a double steal, and the run is in. And the Mets very nearly had the runner out. And a great job by Mosquera to immediately come home, and again, looked like the throw might have beaten him there, but could not get the tag in time. And the 1-2 pitch outside, and we leave it at 2-2. And meanwhile, Joubert is now on second base, so a runner in scoring position with one away in the inning. That one's in the dirt. Hernandez keeps it in front of him. So the count runs full on Friedrich as they try to add to their two-run third inning. Palm Beach taking a two-run lead. Now timeout is called just before Barreto went. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Barreto. And that'll be a walk for Friedrich on that pitch clock violation. So no chance for the payoff pitch. And now runners on first and second for Espinoza, who's 0-for-1, flew out in the second inning. This does give the Mets an opportunity at the double play ball to potentially end the inning. So if you want to look at the silver lining on the automatic ball, and a four-seam fastball cannot find the zone from Barreto. And he's behind, one ball, no strikes. Barreto's set, and now from below the belt. And it's a strike on the inside corner. It's evened up at 1-1. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. First strike, two. And Barreto ahead of the count against Espinoza. One, two. Taken low for a ball, so the count is evened up at 2-2. Well, these are the type of innings that can get really long, and especially on these hot Sunday afternoon games, can have a big effect on the team. 2-2 pitch, grounded through for a base hit. Jobert's going to come around to score, throw not in time. And it's now a 4-1 Palm Beach lead. An RBI single by Espinoza. And Palm Beach continuing their great third inning. And pitching coach Jordan Krause is going to head out to the mound and talk things over. Barreto is coming to the game, giving up three straight singles, a walk, and then another single. Has not been able to get it out since coming into the game. Just been informed that there is some action in the St. Lucie Mets bullpen. Of course, the Mets hoping that Barreto can get out of the inning. First and second, one out. Palm Beach leading 4-1. Scored three here in the top of the third. This pitch is taken high for ball one by Loiza. Loiza struck out in the second inning. A 1-0 pitch from Barreto. Fouled off. And it's a 1-1 count. Two runners on, and the 1-1 misses high. Count will move to two balls and one strike. Now the 2-1 from Barreto. Ground ball, this one's going to be fielded by Houck. He'll throw to first after stepping on third in time for the double play. And that will end the inning. So the Mets get out of it, but not before Palm Beach scores three. And they have taken a 4-1 lead. We'll head to the bottom of the third right after this. Time for the bottom of the third. A.J. Ewing will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets. Back to the top of the lineup. Henderson back out for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch taken for ball one by Ewing. One thing the Mets have done extremely well all season long is responding. Every time they've got a couple runs scored on them, usually able to get something going offensively. And trying to do that here after giving up three in the top of the third. Pitch is taken for another ball, and the count runs to 3-0. Rio pitch taken all the way, and it's a called strike. Three balls, one strike, and Ewing's going to take a timeout here. We do have the challenge system available to both teams today. The Mets already 1-for-1 on their challenge. And the 3-1 from Henderson. Swung on and missed for strike two. And the count has now run full. Drew Ewing was ahead 3-0. Payoff pitch. And it's lined into center field. Cordoba racing in. He'll make the catch for out number one. And that'll bring up Jacob Reimer, the designated hitter for the Mets. Reimer walked back in the first inning, eventually came around to score to tie this game up. Tie up the game at the time, I should say. Reimer takes the first pitch he sees for a ball. This ball that cannot find the zone. So it's a 1-0 count. And he takes this pitch for a called strike and a challenge by Reimer. He thinks this was ball two, and he was correct. So it's a 2-0 count, and the Mets 2-for-2 on their challenges. And he fouls this one off, just getting a piece of it. It'll be a 2-1 count to Reimer. Reimer's been excellent for the Mets on his rehab assignment, batting .381. He's made some nice defensive plays as well. Trying to get back up to Brooklyn. Takes the 2-1, and it's a called strike. Sure, Brooklyn will be excited to have him back in the lineup. Dealing with a hamstring issue. 2-2 pitch, fly ball, left center field. Kretschmar underneath it, and he'll make the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up Cuevas. Cuevas doubled in the first inning and drove in Jacob Reimer, which had tied the game up at the time. Won't be able to tie things up this time around. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. A 1-0 pitch. Misses. And Cuevas ahead 2-0. And the 2-0 pitch misses low for a ball. Cuevas ahead 3-0. And you'll take this one for a called strike just on top of the zone. Taking all the way. Three balls and one strike. MLB trade deadline quickly approaching as Cuevas watches ball four go by, and he'll head on down to first with two outs in the inning. Mets already making some moves. made a late night move last night. That's burning the midnight oil. Keep our eye on what the Mets do and how that'll affect the St. Lucie Mets moving forward. Mercado at the plate. 0 for 1, has a runner on first with two outs. And he'll take the first pitch. Or called strike. And now Henderson's 0-1 pitch is strike two. Mercado behind in the count quickly here. He'll take a timeout. Mercado trying to extend the inning. First to check over on Cuevas, but he's back in safely. 0-2, two outs, runner on first with the Mets trailing 4-1. And now the 0-2 pitch on its way from Henderson. Ground ball right back up the middle. This one will be picked up by Espinoza. He'll step on second himself, and that will end the inning. So the Mets cannot respond. They still trail 4-1 as we head to the fourth inning here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
And we're set to continue ball here in the fourth inning. Adam McDonald with you. Jake Ricker, fine job for the first three innings. Jake's going to take a break. His brother Gage is in town to take in the ball game. Going to go visit with the family. I guess I should do something today so I can call the middle three innings here. Brian's Barreto back to work. They're a rocky debut inning in the third, giving up three runs. Error mixed in, a walk. But he did get that double play ball. Very confident double play turned by Colin Houck. Definitely playing with more confidence field and at the plate last couple of days. Adari Grant sends the ball into center. That'll be tracked down by Ewing. AJ makes the catch. Grant, who doubled in his first at-bat, flies out to start the fourth inning. Cardinals and Mets each got a run in the first, and Palm Beach broke the tie with three in the third. All earned runs after the infield hit throwing error. Enough hits accumulated. The error not to really factor in the end. Here's Trey Page, 0 for 2. Started the game with the ground out. He has started every game this week with an out. 0 for 6 to start the game. Cardinals have overcome that to win for the first five. Takes the ball high. Page grounded out in the first, struck out looking in the second. After a double by Grant kept the inning going. Barreto's 1-1, swing and a miss on the curve. Barreto pitched a fine game in his St. Lucie Mets debut earlier in this series. It was the opener on Tuesday. He did not give up a hit in 2 1/3 innings and unfortunately took a loss. That's a tough break. 2 1/3 hitless and you should get a win. Curveball. Well, Mets thought it might have been a strike. No challenge from Hernandez. Two-two pitch. Hit the other way, backhanded, the throw by Mosquera, the catch by Mercado, got him. Diego Mosquera, of course, he's going to make a flash play in a rare game at shortstop. When we saw the lineup and saw that Mosquera was playing short, we kind of clapped our hands together and rubbed our hands together and said, oh, he's going to turn in a good one today, and he did. Robs Page of a hit. That's great strength on that arm. Get that ball there without the bounce. Two up, two down. Good bounce back inning brewing here for Barreto. Here's a fly ball into center. Ewing runs this down, and Atkinson is out. It is a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. We'll head to the bottom half. Mets trailing 4-1. Sean Henderson, the Palm Beach lefty, back at it. Mets have a couple of doubles off him. Chased home a walk in the first inning. And Colin Houck will lead off the fourth. Curveball. 74, four strikes. So many sliders thrown to Houck these days. Henderson goes with the big hook. And a changeup. Houck flew out to first, or in his first at-bat, in the first, straightaway center field. Tardy on a fastball, and it's one and two. Got some rain off to our east. Staying away. His time is called. Get John, our cameraman, to show you that. Kind of sliding east and south. Ooh, some lightning mixed in as well. Keep an eye on it. 1-2 pitch, and Houck swings at the high fastball. And there it is out there. It looks like a giant, like, mushroom. Small cell, tiny little thing. It did produce a lightning bolt a moment ago. Some rumbles. one little cell producing lightning and thunder. Everywhere else looks just fine. Banyas had his six-game hit streak snapped yesterday, trying to start a new one, drives into center field, diving catch made by Cordoba. He went all out, maybe knocked the wind out of himself. We've seen Chase Davis do that multiple times as a Palm Beach Cardinal. Davis not playing today. Ooh, yeah, hard landing. And he came up with it. Two up, two down for Henderson. With some help from the defense. Tough break for Fanyas. Good stroke. Ball fouled straight back by Villavicencio, who doubled with one out in the second and then thrown out trying to advance to third on a grounder. Storm keeps moving. East and south staying away. We had the tarp on the field on Tuesday afternoon. And, debatable whether we were going to be able to start on time, but we did. And we have not had any rain issues since. There's a fly into deep left, but it's going to hook foul. Budweiser Terrace. I'm looking at the future cast for the rest of the day. Looks like the weather might blow up on us around 4 or 5 o'clock. We should be long done. Pitch in the dirt. Henderson looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Not on this pitch. Had our first 1-2-3 inning of the day in the top half of this fourth. Stinger off the end of the bat into left. Kretschmar makes the grab and the inning is over. So Henderson does indeed make it a 1-2-3 inning. Sends us to the fifth. It remains 4-1 Palm Beach. That storm cell, which blew up out to the east and was moving away from us, it's definitely gotten bigger. And despite the wind showing that it's blowing away from us, it looks like it's creeping closer. We will monitor the situation. Do not want to put the tarp on the middle of the game, last game of the series. First pitch swinging, Cade Kretschmar out to left field for Fanyas. One pitch, one out. Well, since Jake left, we've had seven batters and seven outs. Game moving right along.
What are you trying to say? I should go back down again?
I didn't say that. I implied it. I did not say it. How's the brother down there?
He's doing good. He's getting warmed up. He's doing one of the on-field games.
The giant beer pong game?
Yes, that is what I've been told.
So stick around between innings in the sixth.
Told him he better make it. I will not hold back on the broadcast.
1-0 pitch, Miss Ty. You ever play beer pong, Jake?
I have.
It's fun.
It's a good game. I am much better, you know, after a couple of drinks.
Well, I thought I said some loose things on the broadcast before. Ground ball foul. You got to get just the right amount of, with the ping pong ball, you got to get just the right amount of moisture on it when you dunk it in the Red Solo Cup with the water.
Oh, you're going really in-depth
here.
Yeah,
just enough because it's, yeah, it can't be too tacky or slippery. Just enough. But with the giant blow-up balls and the trash cans, you don't really have that opportunity. My dad played the giant beer pong game a couple years ago, and he was 0-for and bounced them all. So your brother's got to do better than that. Another fly out, this one out to Cuevas. Cordoba retired. Cordoba only 4-for-19 now on the week, but he's had some impactful at-bats. He's driven in 5 runs. He's walked a handful of times. Seems like he's been in the mix. Jobert, 2 singles today. As Palm Beach has out-hit the Mets 8-2 to this point. Barreto, a tough third inning. 5 straight reached against him, but that double play ended the inning off the bat of Loaiza. Seems to have got him going. And everybody else out since then. 6 straight. School board temp got as high as 96. 95, so ticking down, maybe with the cloud cover, which we're grateful for. Hard ground ball. Tough bounce, but a good play by Ewing, or Villavicencio, rather. And he retires Jobert out for the first time today. That's 7 in a row, retired by Barreto. We're halfway home in the finale. It's 4-1 Cardinals. Chumbawamba on the PA system here at Clover Park. Jake, way before your time, back in my middle school heyday. Old as dirt.
Don't sell yourself short.
What's older than dirt? We have action in the Palm Beach bullpen, so Eshawn Henderson maybe coming to the end of his day. Palm Beach, when their starters go 6 innings in the series, 4-0. When their starter goes less, 0-1. He starts Hernandez with the strike. Hernandez drives the ball into left field. Kretschmar makes the grab. We are flying right along. Jake, I haven't had a base runner since I've come in here.
I have not. Both pitching staffs really settled down.
10 batters in a row. Well, 11 for the Loaiza, or rather the Mercado out. 11 batters in a row in this game. Last man to reach in the game, Cuevasa, went out walking the third. Strike called to Mosquera. Made that nifty defensive play at short last time up. At the plate, 0 for 1 with the strikeout swinging. Liner the other way, dropping down for a base hit. Diego Mosquera goes to the opposite field. Snaps the streak of outs recorded by the two pitchers. It's a good run for both. This will start to be the third time through the lineup now for Eshawn Henderson. What kind of adjustments can the Mets make? Ewing has grounded out and lined out. First pitch, curveball. Beauty. 73 miles per hour.
It really shouldn't come as much of a surprise that Palm Beach starters have once again played really well, this time Henderson.
4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run right now. 0-1 pitch, another curveball and a swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. I will say, yesterday in the 6th inning with 2 outs, they finally got to Juan Gerardo Salas, and then they did get to Savakul with 2 outs in the 6th inning as well, so Mets finally able, in those two starts, able to get to the starting pitcher late. 0-2 pitch, check swing. On appeal? No. Check in on Mosquera. He's safe. Mosquera, not a base stealing threat for St. Lucie this year. Two times successful, two times caught. The 1-2. All curveballs here. First two in the zone, next two not so much.
Well, the Mets really do not have any guys that are big base-running threats. Nick Morabito was the big one for him early in the season, but he has since long gone up to Brooklyn.
The 2-2, fastball, missed, no challenge, full count.
Nick Morabito has not slowed down, by the way, stealing bases up in high A either. He's one of the top guys.
Scoreboard temp continuing to drop. Wind has shifted slightly. Only more straight in from center now. It's nice.
It's still very hot down there. I can't confirm.
3-2 pitch, a ground ball back to the pitcher Henderson. The throw to second for one. On to first, close, but in time. Double play turn by the pitcher Henderson and the shortstop Espinoza. 1-6-3 off the bat of Ewing. And while it's not a 1-2-3 inning, the minimum is faced, and Henderson pitching nicely through 5 innings. That might have been his last batter. We will head to the 6th for 1 Cardinals.
Back now at Clover Park, Jay Gricker, Adam McDonald with you as we get set to start the top of the sixth inning. Mets trying to keep this at a 4-1 game.
Well, I'm back in the chair, Jake, so there's a good chance of that, right?
Absolutely. With the way things have been going for you.
Yeah. This all starts with Barreto as this ground ball goes to second. DeVincenzo got the last out. Now he gets the first out of this inning. Off the batter, Friedrich. It's almost like these guys are like, you know what? It's hot as all get out down here. If it's over the plate, we're swinging. And whatever, where the chips fall, where they may. And also for the Mets, this is turning into a sneaky good appearance by Barreto. He's eating up innings and outs as Espinosa comes up. It's a shame that he got off to that rocky start. Again, a first batter he faced, he struck out. Or a correction was an infield hit. Then a single, then another single, then a walk, then a single. He gets a double play, and he's off like a rocket ship.
He just needed a little bit of time to settle in. But once he's done that, he's been near unhittable.
None of the hits against him that inning were very hard. There's a soft fly into right, Cuevas underneath. And he retires Espinosa for out number two.
Well, they weren't, and you did have the error that was mixed in there as well that got Kretschmar to second early, although still hits that followed.
Yeah, the hits that followed made all those earned runs, but, you know, it's to the greater point, you know, you want to try to clean up those errors. That's the only error in the game, and again, technically it did not cost the Mets any runs. Swing and a miss as Loaiza it was his double play ball. Hit to Colin Houck at third base. That got the ball rolling. Espinosa was the last man to reach. Soft blooper into center. This is falling into no man's land. A reach by DeVincenzo, but he can't get there. Flare base hit for Loaiza. And all good things must come to an end.
It's a tough play to make, as you mentioned, hitting out into no man's land. Nobody could really get to it and just fell in between.
And you know what? That wind blowing from center, that cost Ewing a chance to race in.
Ewing's been getting to work out there in center field and running all over the place.
Inning continues for Grant, 1-for-2 with the double, and he'll take a fastball for a strike. This fastball high. We've lost the cloud cover. When this inning ends, LER director, keep it here. Keep the broadcast going. And keep our volume on. We want Jake to do the play-by-play of the giant ping pong, beer pong. This is going to be a tough play, and it's going to be a no play. An infield hit for Grant. Nothing Colin Houck could do about that one. Chopping single. And we see him. We see him down there next to the dugout, getting ready. Oh, look.
He's warming up.
Warming up. Getting the obliques going.
Now, he is a former pitcher. I don't know if that helps in beer pong.
I don't think it helps in this style of beer pong. Trey Page goes fishing, 0-for-3 from the top spot today. Here's cameraman Matt. He's down there baking in the sun. Did you tell him to record, Jake? That's the shot Matt's getting. That's the storm that's kind of slipped behind us. Oh, this ball shot down the third base side inside the bag. It's going to be an extra base hit for Page. A run is in. So Loaiza, who broke the streak with that soft center field single. Ends up scoring on the Scorch double. That will expand the lead to 5-1 for Palm Beach.
Well, again, the theme of just light base hits against Barreto. That one right down the third baseline gets through, and Palm Beach has extended their lead.
So, first five batters he faced all got on. Then he set down nine in a row, and now the last three have gotten on. Streaky appearance here. As the strike goes into Atkinson, who has tripled and scored today. Palm Beach a run in the first inning. That inning looked like it could get rough, but Thornton did a good job clamping down. Mets tied the game in the bottom of the first, but that third inning did spiral out of control. Now a hit here could mean another three-run inning.
This is going to be a big out. Really want to try and keep this at a four-run deficit. Anything more feels like this game gets further and further away.
It's a strikeout of Atkinson. Will require a throw. It is made, and the inning is over. But the Cardinals, being retired nine times in a row, string together three consecutive two-out hits, tack on another run, and they have a 5-1 lead through the sixth inning. And now all the attention goes right there to the giant right. Beer pong. Tell Ray, stay on that beer pong stuff. There you go, Ray. All right, Jake, here we go.
Let's see what he's got. Gage Ricker, my brother, getting ready to take a couple of shots. I told him I would not hold back if he missed all of them.
Well, it seems like he's got an idea. He was pointing. I get the wind's going to play some havoc here.
He did mention that. He said try to come up with a pregame excuse with the wind. But let's see what he's got. On his first shot, there's the wind curving off to the left. Misses the first one. The second one, try to make an adjustment. Can't do it either.
Got to give it more
oomph. Come on. And he's got the last one on the walk-off. Oh, look at his little celebration, too. This kid, I'll tell you what. Hey, he got one. I give him credit.
That is not too shabby. Not too shabby. Makes the adjustment second time through. So, a showman. Why don't you do that, Jake?
Why don't I? You know, Gage has always been a showman. If you go back to when he was pitching for the Adrian College Bulldogs in D3 College, he had that in him where he would get a couple outs and he would put on a little dance.
Sprinting up the steps and flip-flops. There comes, he's going to fire off the text to you. All right. I'd say that was better than most this year. Nobody's made all three. To my knowledge.
I've seen the most I've seen is two, and did have the win. He did make the necessary adjustments. Look at him.
He wants the love. Oh man, you're gonna have to send him all these clips.
We're gonna have to clip it. Yeah,
oh, look who he's talking to now.
Oh, he's talking to Kenny.
Kenny, not engaging.
He told me he met Kenny yesterday at a.
Look,
conversation.
Nobody makes it through multiple games at Clover Park without meeting Kenny.
And not talking. That is absolutely true.
Jacob Reimer takes a called strike. Now the Ricker clan will have that one forever. Reimer a walk and a fly out today. Could be his last game. We'll see. As he sends this ball into right center field. Two Cardinals are there. It's going to be Jobert. Meanwhile, we have Hunter Hayes on the mound now. So Henderson did his five innings, not a quality start, but just three hits and one run. So still a really good start for another Palm Beach pitcher. No Palm Beach starters laid an egg. And Hunter Kublik, four innings, three runs, two earned, was the worst of the group. And try to find a better word than worst, because even that wasn't too shabby. Oh, we're in the 80s now.
It's dropping.
Yeah, and the rain's gone, so usually when the temperature drops, it's a bad sign for staying dry. But we're official. small little cell has moved further to the south, out of the way of the stadium. Yeah, we are official, so don't have to worry about any suspended games or such things. And Palm Beach does come back one more time, but won't be hanging any extra game out there. Are we at this point going to get a doubleheader at Clover Park this year? You got Bradenton, Palm Beach, and Jupiter left. 3 6-game series, 18 total games after today. I hard to imagine that all those games in August, we're going to get through that. August is probably the toughest month of all for rain in Florida. Maybe September, as Cuevas strikes out swinging, and it's 2-2 for Hayes. But we will not be playing that deep in September. What, one home game in September this year, Sunday, September 1st, and then the 3rd through the September 8th is over in Clearwater. Mercado, 0-2 with an RBI ground out at the plate. And he drives the ball into deep left. Chasing back is Kretschmar. This one's foul. Might have got on the boardwalk there. Might have had the distance.
See a couple of kids looking just over the railing. I think it just missed the boardwalk.
Not that far from the pole. Is the active team leader in home runs with 7. The Mets have only hit 2 home runs the entire month of July. Mercado and Ronald Hernandez. The Mets did not hit many home runs in April and the early part of May. Then they started to hit some, but the well has gone dry in July. Fights off this fastball from Hayes. Two, breaking ball, called strike 3, and are we going to have a challenge? Nope, just the removal of the helmet. So a 1-2-3 debut inning today for Hayes with 2 strikeouts. Maybe it'll be more exciting when Jake Ricker takes the play-by-play back over in the 7th.
Back now here at Clover Park, and the Mets getting set for inning number 7. New pitcher on for St. Lucie, it's Wilson Lopez. Holds a 3.95 ERA. Official line on Brian's Barreto, 3 2/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. All right, that rough third inning, but then settled in. Palm Beach got to him a little bit in the 6th, just giving up 1 run. Well, that'll be Lopez who takes over, and the first pitch is a called strike to Kretschmar. Kretschmar, who's 2-for-3 today, and off to a good start. Lopez set in the 0-1 pitch, and this one's hit high up on the air, shallow on left field, but underneath it is Fañez for the first out of the inning. So Kretschmar is down, and now Jose Cordoba will head up to the plate. Palm Beach leading 5-1. Pitch is taken outside. Count moves to 1-0. Pitches swung on and missed for a strike. Counts evened up at 1-1. There's the wind now blowing straight in from right field. Didn't have any wind at the beginning of this game. 1-1, and swung on and missed for a strike too. I won't complain about the wind. Get a nice breeze up here at the broadcast booth. Cools us down. Scoreboard temperature now down to 87 degrees. It was at 95 at the beginning of the game. And this pitch on the inside part of the plate, called strike 3, and Lopez gets Cordoba to go down looking. It's 2 up, 2 down, and now Braden Jobert heads up to the plate. Jobert 2-for-3. Lopez looking for a 1-2-3 inning on entering the game. Sent his first pitch inside and hits the foot of Jobert. He's going to head down to first base. So it will not be a 1-2-3 inning. And that'll bring up Ross Friedrich. Friedrich working on an 0-for-2 day. A runner on first with two outs. Lopez set in the pitch. Leapt right back up the middle. Through and for a base hit. And the Cardinals will go station to station. And all of a sudden, with two outs, runners on first and second. And now Espinoza has a single back in the third inning. One for three. And that pitch is in the dirt, bounces away all the way up into the top of the netting. Both runners will advance on the wild pitch. So things continuing to get a little worse here for Wilson Lopez, who retired the first two batters in a row to start off the inning, but now hit by pitch, a single and a wild pitch. And a ground ball fielded by Houck. Takes a couple of steps, fires over to first in time for the out. So no harm, no foul on the hit by pitch in the single. Palm Beach cannot get any across. It's stretch time here at Clover Park, and the Mets trail 5-1. Time for the bottom of the seventh. Colin Houck will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets. They trail 5-1 on this Sunday afternoon. Game six of a six-game series between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Mets. First pitch is a ball, and it's one ball, no strikes. Here to Houck. Takes another one for ball two. And now the 2-0 pitch, taken for a strike. And it's 2-1. I'll go for two. Fly out and a strikeout. He watches that pitch go by for another strike. He'll take a timeout as the count evens up at 2-2. And the 2-2 slider just misses, but a challenge. And it's a strike. So the Cardinals win that challenge, their first of the day. And Houck is down on strikes for the second time today. Here's a new pitcher in the game. It's Zach Showalter. Hunter Hayes. This pitch is swung on and missed by Willie Fanyas. One inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. Fanyas takes strike two. Showalter working quickly. And the 0-2 grounded right through and underneath the glove of Grant. He can't believe it. Fanyas takes a big turn at first. We'll head back. With one away in the inning, the Mets will have a runner on first. Grant pounding his glove on the ground, knew he should have had that one.
E4 fielding.
And it's going to be called an error on Grant. Vicencio fouls off the first pitch he sees. Vicencio 1-for-2. And the 0-1 pitch inside. Counts even up at 1-1. Now another called strike to Vicencio. Count moves to 1-2. And 1-2 pitch. Taken for a ball. Count evens up to 2-2. Now he rocks this one into right field. Cordoba going back. He's underneath it. He'll make the catch. And Fanyas has to head back to first base. So a two away in the inning. It'll be Jose Hernandez at the plate. Hernandez 0-for-2. Pitch is fouled off. 0-1 to Jose Hernandez. That's taken for a cold strike, low at the knees, and a challenge here by Hernandez. And it will stay a strike. So it's 0-2, a challenge lost by the Mets. Just saw that scoreboard temperature continuing to drop here at Clover Park. And now a challenge from the Cardinals. They thought they had strike three. They did. Jose Hernandez is down looking, and that'll end the inning. So we'll head to the eighth with the Mets trailing 5-1 here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network. Couple of defensive changes here for the Mets. Firstly, a new pitcher on the mound. It's Christopher Gomez. Wilson Lopez, one inning, one hit. No earned runs, no walks, one strikeout. And then Mercado is out, and Vincent Perozzo takes over at first base. Leading it off for Palm Beach is Loaiza. He's behind 0-1. Fouls his first pitch back. It's an 0-2 count. Two called strike three, and Loaiza knew it. So Gomez comes into the game and picks up an early strikeout. There's one down in the eighth. This one fouled off by Grant. Reach down, try and get that one. No balls, one strike. Pitch is high, taken for a ball. Count even up at 1-1. This 1-1 pitch, slider that misses inside. Gomez behind in the count, 2-1. This game has been moving right along. Had some loud thunder around in the area, but it looks like we should be able to get through all 9 innings. 2 more to go. 2-1 pitch from Gomez. Misses low, and that's ball 3. Mets trying to end this series on a positive note, but down 5-1. They'll hit on the road next week to Fort Myers. Take on the Mighty Muscles. 3-1 pitch, fouled straight back, and the count will run full. You can listen to those games on stlucymets.com. Adam McDonald will be calling those games in Fort Myers. Gomez set for the payoff pitch. And it's grounded right up the middle. Takes a couple of hops. Stabbed by Villavicencio. Throw to first in time. Or the second out of the inning. Takes a little bit, but it's 2-2, 2-down. And now back to the top of the lineup in Trey Page, who is working on a 1-for-4 day, doubled in the 6th inning. Gomez's first pitch misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Now the 1-0. It's a called strike on the corner. 1-1. Set pitch on the way, and it's fouled off. So Page fighting to stay alive behind in the count 1-2. Timeout taken by Page. Now the 1-2 misses low, so the count's evened up. And the Mets not with many road trips left throughout the year. We have this one to Fort Myers, another one to Daytona, which Adam always enjoys. Pitches outside, and it's ball 3, so the count runs full on Trey Page. And then there's another one to Clearwater to end the season. And the Mets will have a couple of home series mixed in there. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Foul tip squeezed by Hernandez. And that will end the inning. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for Christopher Gomez. The Mets trail 5-1. As we head to the bottom of the 8th here on Port St. Lucie. defensive substitution for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Suarez in left field now for Kretschmar. Kretschmar's day is done, and Suarez will take his place. This pitch is taken for a called strike. Diego Mosquera leading it off. And Mosquera now fouls this one way down on the right field side, up on the tarp seats. Mosquera behind 0-2. This is new pitcher on for Palm Beach, Calderon. And Mosquera reaches out, lines this one into center field, and it's through for a base hit just past a diving Espinoza. And Diego Mosquera with a leadoff single. Just got this one out far enough, had to reach down to get it. And gets past Espinoza. Now it'll be A.J. Ewing back to the top of the lineup for the Mets. Ewing 0-3 today. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball. The line for Showalter. One inning. Oh, and now we have a timeout taken by the umpires. We just had a big lightning strike. Very close to Clover Park and thunder that just rumbled through, and we're going to a delay. So both teams heading to their respective dugouts. Umpires will go talk to Yukari De La Cruz. And because of lightning in the area, we are in a weather delay. Game has already been made official. As we are already into the eighth inning. Now this is only the second delay of the season at home for the St. Lucie Mets. We had about an hour rain delay here at Clover Park. We did have a lightning delay in Dunedin. And the Mets were on the road. That one, another hour delay there. No rain. Had to wait it out. The Mets eventually came back to win that game. So with us going into a weather delay, we're going to take a pause here on the broadcast. You can follow us on social media at stluciemets.com to get updates on the game. We'll come back and let you know once this game resumes, if it does. So we'll take a quick break here for this weather delay. Oh, there's the throw down to second, and we are getting ready to come back underway after a short delay from lightning in the area. Weather has passed, and we are all set to go to get back into action here between the Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals in Game 6 of the six-game series. So A.J. Ewing at the plate. Count is one ball, no strikes, with Mosquera standing at first base for the Mets and nobody out. And the first pitch back is outside for ball two. So two balls, no strikes.
We started 2:44. That's a 27-minute delay.
27-minute delay. Calderon said in the 2-0 pitch. Flown by Ewing into center field. Cordoba racing back at the track, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. So Ewing gives that one a pretty good ride, but falls a little bit short. And now with one out in the inning, it'll be Jacob Reimer at the plate. Reimer 0 for 2. Pitches low for a ball. Calderon back out there for Palm Beach. Normally, when you have a long delay, this one only 27 minutes, these pitchers will not come back out. This one was short enough, though, where they can continue to pitch. 1-0, flown into left field. Suarez going back, and he'll make the catch just before the track. So after the restart here from the lightning delay, it's two up, two down. Reimer, a nice swing, but just missed it. Ball's a little bit short. And now it'll be Cuevas, who's working on a 1-for-2 day. And that pitch is a called strike. They've lost behind 0-1. On their on set. The 0-1 pitch outside. Count is evened up to 1-1. On the 1-1 pitch. Taken for ball two. Cuevas ahead in the count.
The bullpen, 52 Vega for the Mets.
Two balls and one strike to Cuevas. The runner on first and two outs. 2-1 pitch taken for a called strike. Now even up at 2-2. Timeout taken here by Cuevas. Trying to make an adjustment. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on. Mets trailing 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2. Half swing, but it's through. And that is strike three. So Cuevas goes down on a half swing, and that will end the inning after a 27-minute delay. No runs, one hit. One runner left on as we head to the ninth. The pitcher for the Mets is Alfred Vega. Enters the game here in the ninth, trying to keep this at a four-run deficit. And the first pitch to Chase Atkinson is outside for ball one. Atkinson 1-for-4. Vega set, and the 1-0 pitch on its way. It's a called strike right over the middle. The count's evened up at 1-1. On one pitch taken again, and Vega's ahead 1-2. Final line on Christopher Gomez, one inning pitch, no hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. And now the 1-2 pitch from Vega. Check swing, did he go? No. Count will even up at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch called strike three on the inside part of the plate. And Vega has a strikeout to lead off the ninth. Jose Suarez, who came into the game for Kretschmar, rounds this pitch right up the middle, fielded by Vicencio. He'll throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. And two away. So two outs and Jose Cordoba at the plate. And he grounds the first pitch he sees, but foul. Just on the left side of third base. And it's an 0-1 count. Pitch is taken high. Count evens up at 1-1. Vega trying to get the Mets to the bottom of the ninth. Down 4. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off the tip of the bat. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the inning, and nobody on. Vega set. And the 1-2 pitch. Foul tipped. Cordoba got a piece of it. Stays alive at 1-2. Still some rumblings in the area. Thunder, but luckily no rain. 1-2, and it's fouled off again by Cordoba. So Cordoba fighting to stay alive late in this at bat. Vega hoping to put him away and send the Mets to the bottom of the ninth. Like I said, in the 1-2 pitch once more. Fouled off again. Cordoba continuing to fight. Fourth straight foul ball in this at bat. Check swing on the 1-2. Did he get him? Yes, he did. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Vega. We will go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Mercado Haukenfanyas, and the Mets will try and tie this game up. Time for the bottom of the ninth. The leading off for the Mets is going to be Vincent Perozzo, who came in for Mercado earlier in the game. And Perozzo will face off against Henry Gomez, who is in trying to close it out for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Gomez at 2.41 ERA on the season. And the first pitch to Perozzo is a called strike on the outside corner. He finds himself behind 0-1. A one pitch fouled off. And Perozzo's behind 0-2. Mets will need a couple of base runners to try and get back in this game. 0-2 pitch misses outside. The count moves to 1-2. Come back in the ninth before. It's one of the larger deficits of the ninth that they've been in. 1-2, called strike 3. Perozzo with an immediate challenge. And it's a ball. So Perozzo wins that challenge. That's now 3-for-4. So the count is 2-2. And Perozzo fouls this one off deep on the left field side. Trying to stay alive. Bottom of the ninth, Mets trailing 5-1. Nobody on with nobody out. And now the 2-2. Slider that misses on the outside part of the plate. Perozzo will take a timeout. Count has run full. And the payoff pitch. Taken low for ball 4. So Perozzo will head down to first, and it's a leadoff walk for the Mets. And that'll bring Colin Houck to the plate. Kyle Kittless in today's game, 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. And he'll take that first pitch for strike one. The 0-1 pitch, line right to the third baseman, Page. He throws back to first, but not in time. Rosso in safely. And Hauk winds out to Page on 100-mile-an-hour exit velo. Perozo able to get back in, though, before being doubled off. So one out in the inning, and now Willie Fanyas at the plate. Fanyas swings and misses at the first pitch, behind 0-1. Fouls off the second pitch he sees for a strike, and he's behind 0-2. Gomez comes set, and the 0-2 fouled off. Fanyas took that one off the leg. Balls, two strikes, one out, a runner on first. Mets trying to make a comeback. 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses outside. And you see some of the weather still around Clover Park. Further out there, though, just beyond Beach House. 1-2, swung on and missed for strike three, and Fanyas is down on strikes. And the Mets will be down to their final out. It'll be Kevin Villavicencio. Takes the first pitch for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. He's behind 0-1. Gomez said 0-1. And it swung on a miss for strike two. Throw back to first. Rosa back in safely, but Villavicencio down to his last strike. Two, and that misses just high. Be one ball and two strikes to Villavicencio. And the 1-2 pitch, check swing, but Villavicencio did not go around, and the count will even up to 2-2. Line drive into left center. It's through for a base hit. And there goes Perozo to third base. And Villavicencio picks up a base hit and will extend the game for the Mets and send Jose Hernandez to the plate. So with two outs in the inning, it's Jose Hernandez. Fouls off the first pitch he sees, and he's behind 0-1. Runners on the corners. The one pitch fouled straight back, and the Mets again down to their final strike. No balls, two strike. Gomez will come set. And the 0-2. Fly ball high into left field, but it's going to get fouled. So Hernandez stays alive, 0-2. Mets still trailing by four. They have got runners at the corners with two outs. O2 pitch hit hop high and on the air. Will this stay playable? Page ranging near the Mets dugout. He'll make the catch for the third and final out. So that will do it. The Mets put a couple base runners on the ninth, but cannot get anybody home. They lose by a final score of 5-1. And the Palm Beach Cardinals win this series 5-1. They take the win here on this Sunday afternoon. And the Mets will now look forward to their series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles next week. It's 5-1 score, 12 hits, 1 error for Palm Beach. 5 hits and 1 error for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The post-game show here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park here from the third floor broadcasting booth. Mets fall to the Cardinals by a final score of 5-1 and lose game six of this six-game series. Your winning pitcher for the Cardinals, Ian Henderson, and your losing pitcher for the Mets is Brian Barreto. Let's go to the highlights here and recap today's game. Zach Thornton coming in for the Mets after being injured, his first official start coming back from the IL. This one, Fanyas just out of his reach in the first inning and ends up as a triple for Palm Beach to lead off early in the inning. And then another fly ball into right field that Cuevas can't get to, gets underneath his glove, it drives in a run, and Palm Beach takes a 1-0 lead. Then a nice play by Vivasencio on the throw home, gets the out, prevents another run from coming in, and Palm Beach gets one in the first. Then the Mets respond in the bottom of the first on this base hit here, throw home not in time, And the Mets have tied the game up at one, but Palm Beach would eventually come right back through in the third inning. A big inning for them before Barreto was able to settle in this game. And then on the throw to second, Mosquera tried to go back home, but could not get it in time. And then Espinoza able to ground one through for a base hit. Drive in a couple of runs on a late throw home. Palm Beach takes a 4-1 lead. And then in the top of the fourth, Palm Beach would continue. On a nice play there by the Mets defensively. Barreto started to settle in very nicely. Fañez in the bottom of the fourth on this great diving catch by Cordoba. Nearly had an extra base hit. If he misses that, probably at least a triple. Page continued his good day with a double here in the top of the sixth inning, setting up a couple opportunities for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They took a 5-1 lead, and then in the bottom of the ninth, the final out here. The Mets could not get any runs late, and they win this one 5-1. So, tough game for the Mets again today on Sunday. Not been their best day, but they kept this game close for a while. And Barreto, who really settled in after a rough first inning, everybody else out of the bullpen did a great job. Zach Thornton, nice start for him coming back from the IL. Hopefully he can continue to get into a rhythm here. Really, the big thing for this entire series was the Palm Beach starters, who all turned in excellent outings, and the Mets could not get to them in any of these games, and they were a big reason Palm Beach was able to take five games out of this six-game series. So now the Mets will look on to head down to Fort Myers next week as they get set for a six-game series on the road. Now that'll do it for us here from St. Lucie as we wrap up this game here. Palm Beach wins 5-1. For Adam McDonald, I'm Jake Gricker. Thank you so much for tuning in here and making the Mets a part of your Sunday afternoon.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.